Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across this great country. It's that time again. It's the Breaking It Down podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live in Los Angeles. What a night this has been across the airwaves as we tear up and welcome new talents coming through. And I'm so blessed to do a nice interview with him. We'll continue this next week. We'll get him across the airwaves, and then he's coming in to launch something July 5th. It's going to be a great one. 347-205-9631, that's the listening lines. Goes by quick. It's archived on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, I put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tyler Brook, how are you?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing really well on this Wednesday evening, my time, EST, 9 o'clock here. I'm doing pretty good. How's your day going?
Well, I'm blessed to do this with you. You know, you bring great guys through here. You get the inside scoop. You lay it down, let everybody know what you're all about, and let everybody know how they can get in touch with you as these weeks start progressing to the big July 5th debut of your new show.
All right, rock on. So if you guys want to get in contact with me, go to the Geek Talk with Tyler website. That's the website of my podcast. There you can check my merch. You can check my sponsors, the guests I've had, and the show itself. But more importantly, you can check the contact page, and you can just send me an email, whether it's, hey, these would be good ideas for a show, or I'm interested in being in your show, and anything else in between.
Well, let's start with that. You know, you started this day before your birthday, and we both share the same birthday, November 14th. Man, I'm a little older than you, and not that I'm a little wiser, because I know you guys at that young age had that knowledge and wisdom, too, brought up by your great parents and stuff. So that's a good thing to have, and we're both Scorpios. But you started this Geek Talk with Tyler. Tell the listeners how this got started, and then we'll get into some of the great guests you've had on there.
So originally I was working at a Wegmans, been there for years, never got promoted or anything, and I felt like I wasn't appreciated to the extent I have, where they micromanaged me to the smallest detail, and they really weren't appreciative of the employee I was. One day I just snapped and shot my mouth about the wrong employee, and I got fired. And I was angry at first, then sad, figuring out how I'm going to pay the bills. And I remember something I saw on an internet cartoon. If you're good at something, you should capitalize on it. And that's exactly what I did. My podcast talks about geek culture, and honestly, I have as much fun recording it as I do meeting the guests. In fact, some of the guests I've had, or should I say are upcoming, include Greg Wiseman, who you may know as the creator of Gargoyles. And if you want to see more of them, at hashtag KeepEngineGargoyles on all your streaming platforms. The lady who introduced us, Marlene Sharp, Ken Weiselman, who is coming up later this year. He is the creator of Thomas the Tank Engine. New uneven local authors and creators like Rickman, shout out to you, buddy, who created my logo, and Daniel Orsino, who's been one of my greatest co-hosts to date. Very lovely lady. And if you get the chance to speak to her, you are in for a real treat.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. But I want to start where, you know, I love slogans. I got one sitting on my nightstand. It says, dedicated to a dream, bet on yourself. And I see the way the world's going, and we saw the last few years with this pandemic, the way the world's going. You see a lot more people saying, you know what, I'm tired of working for somebody. I'm tired of doing something for somebody that just doesn't show the appreciation. I think the jobs today out there, to a certain extent, are, you know, you could say it's micromanaged. I can say it's almost like a soup kettle. They don't know who wants to work, who doesn't want to work. So you kind of feel like you're – drive, enthusiasm falls on deaf ears, and the only way you can capitalize on that is invest in yourself. You know, a lot of people say they, you know, they coulda, shoulda, woulda when they're laying on their deathbed, But if you take the time each day and progress towards that rather than regress, you can hit it. We see a lot of people, Tyler, these days. You know, when the new year comes around, here come the New Year's resolutions. 2 weeks later, those New Year's resolutions are, on the, copy room floor somewhere. People just give up on it. People are afraid to take chances. People are afraid to bet on themselves. Talking to you and to some of these listeners, what would you be the first thing you would say? What are the indications that you just said enough was enough, that this place was micromanaged to where I got to do my own thing? And, man, what you've done is pretty darn impressive.
Well, thank you. I guess they would get upset at me for being late, but we have people who are calling out for having a headache or calling out because there's an eighth of inch of snow and they can't come in. And I honestly didn't feel like I was being taken for granted. That store is really more of a quantity store than a quality store in the sense of quantity employees rather than quality. So there are some people I've had the fortune of working with who are phenomenal employees and still work there. But that aside, I am kind of glad that I was fired from that place, because had I still be working there, I wouldn't be working at Home Depot currently that I really enjoy doing. I wouldn't be doing my podcast, and hell, I wouldn't even be talking to you. So it's one.
Well, I'll tell you, and you know, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, and there's, like you said, there's nothing wrong shortchanging yourself to get to your goal. We all know, in order to get to the goal, it's the journey that counts. You know, you're going to hit peaks and valleys. You're going to have wheelbarrows thrown in the road on you. You just got to be able to navigate through that, get the ice in the veins, put the earplugs in, block out all the negativity, and you can do anything in this world, in more ways than one. You've talked about how you built your nice podcast. Take us through it, you know, when you first started doing it, to where you are now, to where you're going July 5th.
Okay. When I first started this, first thing I needed was a logo. I reached out to my buddy Rick Mann. I said, hey, I'm looking for a logo. I want to start a podcast. Do you mind designing something up with me? The thing I want to do is called Geek Talk with Tyler. And he designed a couple logos. I selected one that I loved most. And I said, hey, man, let me know how much I owe you. And he didn't charge me because he is a good friend of mine, and I am thankful for that. I am thankful that he's been a part of many episodes I've had so far and many more in the future. And then I've just started brainstorming ideas. And then from there, I've created mini-series, including but not limited to The Controversy, where I compare and contrast two similar things but completely different from geek culture, like, say, anime dubs versus subs, Marvel versus DC, trying to think off the top of my head, Xbox versus PlayStation, that's coming out later this year. Traveling for Geeks, where I talk about good location sites for people who appreciate geek culture. And a new miniseries I'm starting called The Ranking. This ranking essentially compares things in fiction worst to best. Stay tuned later this year for all you Jackie Chan Adventures fans out there. We talk about the 12 Talismans of Shendu and which ones are the worst and which one is the best. And
yeah,
ultimately led to being to guests on other shows, including one of the ones you did. I believe Eat Me, was it called?
Right.
And that's how we got in touch. And then Mark offered me his new show, which will be called Talk Geek with Tyler. It's a subtle difference, but it makes its point.
Well, as we wind this thing down, we got 6 minutes and change, and I don't want to cut it close because I know next week we're going to talk about mentorship, who was a mentor on this thing. We're going to get into the books, but I want to continue on this subject. You know, with some of the great people you've had on there and the guests, what is the bucket list of guests that you'd want to get on there? If I said, give me 3 to 5 guys or gals that you want to get on there, what would be the bucket list for Geek Talk?
Ooh, okay. Definitely Mark Hamill. He's my favorite Joker out there. And yes, I'm including animated. Love to have Mark Hamill. Keith David did a phenomenal job as Goliath, and I would love to pick his brain about that. And if I had to pick one more, I guess maybe Kevin Conroy, best Batman out there. Hell, maybe get Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill out there, and we can start a
you know, doing our own Joker Batman scenario thing.
Wow, that is impressive. And you know, when I look at things, I always like to use the cliche, because I know people always look at strengths and weaknesses. If you and you know what, the experience and knowledge of you doing this thing is like I said, it's unbelievable. It's impressive. I'm using words like that because I truly mean it. When you look at this thing, what would be the strengths of what you're bringing to this thing, and maybe a weakness that you want to work on to get this thing even on a bigger bar?
Well, like I said, if you're good at something, you should capitalize on it. And I've been
right.
talking geek for years, but here's my strength. I really know my stuff. But the bad thing about that is geek culture, I feel like, is a real 0 to 60 thing. The people who are into it are really into it. And then you got a lot of people who have no idea what the heck I'm talking about. And I might as well be talking another language to them. So I'm trying to find episodes that would be good for anybody who's not a geek to talk to, even though that is my demographic.
Okay, so playing devil's advocate here, if somebody's listening to this podcast right now with you and I doing it on the Breaking It Down podcast, and we'll continue this into next week, day to be determined, how would you educate somebody that doesn't know anything about what's going on with this podcast? What would you tell them out there in radio land? What's the first thing how you'd sell us to somebody that doesn't know anything about it, that you're trying to get this thing, you know, kind of like pickleball? I know pickleball is starting to pick up now across the country and everything. And at first, you know, it took, you know, or kind of like hockey out here on the West Coast, took some time getting used to it. But then when it was shown, people started buying in it in droves. So what would be the first thing? How would you get somebody that doesn't know anything about this? How would you bring them to the forefront and say, hey, guys, check this out. This is amazing.
Things that are more mainstream, like a lot of the times when people tell me they're Marvel fans, I ask them, oh, so who are you hoping to see for the MCU? And they're like,
right.
Wait, what? So I figured, oh, they're Marvel movie fans. So I tried using Marvel, the mainstream Marvel, as comparisons, as I did for my 12 ranking of the Talismans. I mentioned one of the powers is astral projection. And I say, for those of you that don't know, one of Dr. Strange's powers in the movie when he was getting surgery on.
Right.
Kind of make a little homage to that, something more well-known.
Yeah, you know, and you're right.
You're absolutely right.
Even though, because people look at Batman and Robin, they might know, you know, Catwoman here, but... You know, you start getting into Doctor Strange, you start getting into Thor and some of these, you know, it's like, what? Who are these guys? And that's where, you know, the whole concept of it is where you open it up where they can adapt to more and more of these characters.
Well, you're not wrong on that. At this point, characters like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man
yeah.
are very common household names. Hell, even Dragon Ball is a common household name.
Yeah.
Because that's the one anime almost everybody knows about. But then you got characters like, say, Sauron from Marvel Comics or Etrigan the Demon from DC. And they're like,
yep.
Who the hell is that? And I think he's
exactly. That's why we say they got to adapt to it. Or they perish. And, boy, I'll tell you, I hate to see this show perishing in under a minute, but we will definitely continue this conversation. I'm getting excited next week to find out who your mentors were to get you involved in this. Talk about your books. That's going to be a real great one, too. But before we go, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, because and throw in that July 5th debut thing, too. So that'll be a big date in your life, too.
Yeah, for all y'all that want to contact me, go to geektalkwithtyler.com, go to the contact page. There will be my email, and drop me a link. And I am currently available on Spotify, and I'm going to try to diversify on the other major platforms. And do check out the new show I'm doing with Mark Mancini, Talk Geek with Tyler.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You're a guy that's going places. I like it. So blessed to have you a part of this. And, boy, it's going to be amazing to sit here and hear these great shows starting July 5th, and to get you around the network in the next couple of weeks and do another interview with you next week as well. for Tyler Brooke out there in Pearl River, New York. We're just so blessed that he's part of us. Yep. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying thank you very much for listening to this. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms powered by Mancini Media. To be announced next week, come back on the Breaking It Down podcast where Tyler Brooke comes back for round number 2. Till then, have a blessed night, and thanks for tuning in, guys.